This is a CHY News Update. It's official. Nanaimo now holds the record for the world's largest Nanaimo bar. Over the weekend, the scent of butter, custard, chocolate, and of course coconut, hung in the air at the Nanaimo campus of Vancouver Island University as students in the Culinary Arts and Professional Baking and Pastry Arts program unveiled a record-breaking 70-foot-long Nanaimo bar. On Saturday, May 17th, thousands of people squeezed into the Windsor Plywood Trades Discovery Center to get a look and a taste of the Nanaimo bar that stretched about the same length as the center. Before the event, CHY spoke with Aaron Weber, chairperson of the VIU Professional Baking and Pastry Arts Program. He says the idea to build the world's largest Nanaimo bar has been in the works for several years now.
It was actually a project that was sort of dreamed up from some students that were in our baking diploma program the inaugural year. We were looking at ideas to promote a business or school or something like for like an opening, and we decided to look up world records, and as you know, being in Nanaimo, we decided to check that out. And we were a little shocked that the record doesn't lie in Nanaimo. It's actually, and quite honestly, if the record was in Nanaimo, I don't think we'd be pursuing this.
Weber says that a Nanaimo bar is an iconic dessert in Nanaimo and across the country.
If you ask people what Canadian food is, or even like desserts, is even more limited, I would say. But there's not like things that are resonate with Canadian cuisine. And you know, the Nanaimo bar is something that we can claim as our own, and I think it's pretty cool that it's actually from, you know, a small community like this.
He says the students started creating the bar 4 days before the official event, and that creating the Nanaimo bar is a great project for the students.
These are kind of the memorable things that throughout your career you look back on, and you might not remember that day today when you're making croissants or bread in the kitchen, but you'll remember that day that you're making all those Nanaimo bars and serving that. So, and that's actually, it's one of the fantastic things about being a chef or a baker is we have these opportunities to create like amazing things that that can, you know, be a community event like that we're doing on Saturday. So
the event was also a fundraiser for the culinary programs to purchase new ovens.
Our ovens are fantastic. They're just well loved, and they are getting sort of towards the end of life. So and quite often this seems to be the case, like in kitchens, like when one thing starts going, they all start going. So we are in need of our main bread oven for down here in the baking program. But we also need an oven upstairs for the pastry kitchen as well. So our hope is to replace those two main ovens with this project.
On Saturday, Weber told CHY that the experience of bringing the jumbo bar together has been amazing.
Yes, what a great team effort. I was very confident in the team that we could pull this off, but now that it's on the table and we've seen it come to life, just so proud of everybody involved. So yeah, it's been a great process and so much fun to do.
For some stats, the Nanaimo bar ended up being 70 feet long, 32 inches wide, 1,100 pounds, and 2.4 million calories. In comparison, the Nanaimo bar is about half the size of the Hello Ferry that travels from downtown Nanaimo to downtown Vancouver. The ferry clocks in with an overall length of 42.4 meters, or about 138 feet. The previous record holding Nanaimo bar was only 8 feet long, 44 inches wide, and 530 pounds, which was made in 2020 in Levack, Ontario. The new record-breaking length for the bar, made in its namesake, was certified by both the Baking Association of Canada and the Culinary Federation of Canada, which represents the VIU trade students. To acknowledge the day, Nanaimo Mayor Leonard Croak spoke to the hungry crowd and proclaimed May 17th as Nanaimo Bar Day.
Friends, we are really lucky to live in this amazing community where we have this kind of enthusiasm, and I can only say it's only right and proper that we host the creation of the biggest Nanaimo bar in the history of the planet. It is not the Victoria Bar. It is not the Saskatoon Bar. It is not the Ottawa Bar. It is the Nanaimo Bar.
Once the bar was cut into almost 4,000 pieces, lines stretched around the Discovery Center as people waited to get a bite out of the record-breaking moment. And once people got to try the bar, it was fair to say it was a delicious record-breaking moment.
It's so sweet normally time, but this, they nailed it. They nailed the custard and the chocolate and very good.
And we just moved here a few months ago. This is our first one here. So how's that for perfect?
What an introduction to the environment, right? And the community. Having a Nanaimo bar.
Yeah.
I tried it.
How is it?
It tastes pretty good. I didn't expect the piece to be that big, but it's pretty huge.
The VIU stamp of approval on it, too.
That's like a $5 nano bar.
Yeah, easily.
It's great, and it's creamy and delicious and rich.
I'd say for how big it is, it's one of the best ones I've ever had.
It's delicious.
It's really good. Delicious.
So really well balanced. Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you so much.
Really well balanced, I think.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. Would you like to say how you thought?
Oh, you haven't tried it yet.
Oh, no, I'm eating his. This, I'm taking this home to my mom in Campbell River.
Smart.
She got the authentic one, too.
No, it's my first Nanaimo bar. Yeah, so it's good. It's got a nice taste, and it's nice. I like it. Yeah, but it's sweet for me.
Too sweet? That's
yeah,
fair.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's good. I like it. Yeah. And it's fun being part of such a crowd and support the students, so it's good. Yeah, I like it.
It's awesome. It tastes great.
Would you like to say anything?
It's pretty good, yeah.
Perfect. Great. Thank you so much.
While event goers were encouraged to grab a second piece in exchange for a donation to the culinary program, any Nanaimo bars that were left over were packaged up, frozen, and donated to the Salvation Army in Nanaimo. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.